Now, next Wednesday, the Dáil will debate a Social Democrats motion seeking to ensure that the site of the new National Maternity Hospital is bought by the state. During the week, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar said safeguards around the leasing agreement for the new hospital were not strong enough, and he also said there was a difficulty that the hospital's board would not be appointed by the government. During the week, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly also told government TDs and opposition TDs that the state has tried to do everything possible to buy the land that the new maternity hospital will be built on. Jennifer Whitmore, this is your party's motion. What's the concern here? I mean, the Sisters of Charity have said the new hospital will have clinical and operational independence. So what's the problem?
So the Sisters of Charity will be setting up there'll be an organisation set up to run the new maternity hospital, and it will be run in accordance with the Catholic ethos. So we have two issues with it. One is that the state will be putting in €800 million into investing in a hospital that will essentially be given over to a private entity. And the second issue then, of course, relates to the provision of healthcare for women and the potential for that healthcare to be given in accordance with religious ethos, which we absolutely cannot countenance in this country
anymore.
But
the Sisters of Charity said that there is no suggestion of that, that there will be no... I mean, the hospital will have clinical and operational independence.
That is absolutely not. I do not believe that. Not many people actually do believe it. And we do welcome the Tánaiste's response during the week to say that he does have concerns about the governance of this as well.
So how do you move forward then?
The state needs to buy this land, either buy it or CPO it. But a decision needs to be made quickly, because we've been waiting years and we've had promises and promises about how this hospital will be independent. But, you know, we need to make a decision on it, and they need to move on it quickly.
A CPO, though, a compulsory purchase order, could result in years of delays with legal challenges ending up in the courts and being tied up for a long time.
Well, we've had years of delays already. You know, I think the issue with this is that the government is trying to square a circle that just isn't going to happen. The church will not allow its land to be used to provide services that go against the religious ethos of that organisation. And so, you know, we're essentially asking the impossible. So I think we do need to cut the cord with this at some stage, and for the government to just make a decision and build it somewhere else.
And build it somewhere else, you think?
Well, if that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done. I know that the ideal is that it's co-located, but what we absolutely need is healthcare that's based on science and medicine and not religious ethos. And women, we cannot make another mistake like this again. Can I just also say that the Minister was talking earlier on about how the Fine Gael policy, or, you know, they're driving towards a good governance and fiscal prudence and investment in healthcare. This government is about to hand over $800 million to a private entity that will give healthcare that is substandard to women in this country. And
we don't know that, in fairness. We don't know that. And I want to ask Matt Carty. Matt, do you think that hospital should be built somewhere else if the land can't be purchased?
I think I welcome as well the belated acknowledgement by Leo Varadkar that there are serious questions that need to be resolved in this. To me, it is bizarre that we would consider investing that money. And we know from the National Children's Hospital that these things can become much more expensive than the estimates might first indicate. So this needs to be in public ownership. My preference is that the National Maternity Hospital is built quickly. And therefore, I think the easiest solution would be for the Sisters of Charity to gift the land to the state.
Okay.
I think that would be an appropriate way to resolve this matter.
Minister, why hasn't the government or the state contacted the Religious Sisters of Charity and asked them about purchasing the land? They say that they have not been contacted by the government about this.
Well, because this is a decision for the St Vincent's Hospital Group. The Sisters of Charity, of course, have representation on that group, but it's far broader than the nuns themselves. The key issues here are around three issues: governance, ownership, and ensuring that all services are available to women. And I don't think there is any suggestion that healthcare is going to be provided in a national maternity hospital in a way that's consistent with religious ethos. Nobody is suggesting that.
Minister,
not even the nuns.
St Vincent's Hospital will not provide the service of IVF, sterilisation. They won't even provide the coil if it's for birth control purposes. How can you say that you're going to prevent this happening? You absolutely can't. And there's no hospital or no grounds or lands in the world where the church allows terminations to happen on its land. Look, so I don't understand how you're so certain about this.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not going to get into examples around the world. What I'm saying is the government has to make a final decision on this issue. I, as a government minister that has been around for a while,
have seen
two memos on this, but not for decision yet. The government is not going to spend 800 million euros of taxpayers' money unless we have absolute guarantees around governance and independence, ownership, and ensuring that all services are available on the basis of modern healthcare for women.
All right, we'll have to leave it there.